pushers back in town and things ain't cool. Caught in a squeeze play between the man and the mafia, Miles Carter has two choices. Make the black connection or run, nigga, run.
I'm hurting. And it ain't for that big, beautiful black dog of yours.
You see, they feed these horses of his big capsules of heroin. Then when they bring them back after the racing, they just wait for the horses to shit.
The trouble with her is she don't know a lady when she sees one. And I am a motherfucking lady.
Foxy ladies, dirty deals, and a tram ride with a hide killer. They all come together in the first flick featuring the Checkmates Limited, Bobby Stevens, Sonny Charles, and Sweet Louie, starring in The Black Connection. Run, nigga, run. Coming soon, brothers and sisters.
Woo! Beautiful goddamn fucking cop.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
Oh, I'm seeing the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, Timothy Luther King Jr., this is the Distorted View Show. Oh, what a very special day! It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Today I'm officially going to change my name to Kunta Kinte King Jr. Just in honor of all of the great sacrifices made by the blacks. And, you know, it's a big celebration today on Distorted View. Henceforth, the Blaxploitation film I played at the beginning of the show, and also this.
All you care about is satisfying your belly, pocketbook, and genitals and watching the coons play ball on television.
Yes.
The future of white children will be a nightmare, and you don't care. Your own women and children ought to spit on you every day. Go to WHTY.org and get involved. And phone me at 417-463-7703.
That would be Glenn
Miller. That's WHTY.org.
Whatever happened to him? He was running for Congress a couple of years ago, and, you know, we befriended him on the show, of course. But we haven't heard from him. I should give him a call and see how he's doing.
Yeah, oh. This is Smooth Spurcoon here, coming to you with Coon Cattail of my neighbor's son, Paul, and his pizza delivery T&B.
Yes, this is Louis Farrakhan, this was what started the whole TNB thing. You know, TNB stands for typical nigger behavior, which is a very racist term. But I found it on a website called Nigger Mania, which is really just as racist. Actually, it's more racist, way more racist. It's a racist message board. And one of the sections of the site was called Coontact Tales. And you could call into a voicemail line and leave your own audio message. And this guy, I guess, dubbed himself Louis Farrakhan, and would talk about how crazy the blacks are.
20, 21 years old, college student, and tells me, you know, every time he delivers to niggers, that 99.9% of the time, not only do they not give a tip.
Free at last! Free at last! Free at last! All right, enough of this racism. I'm kidding, of course. Martin Luther King Jr. was a great man. I've got many blacklists, a few blacklists. I've got like two black listeners, give or take two. Probably take. I do have a great show for you. I was considering taking today off in celebration of Martin Luther King. What could be more black than not working, right? I took Friday off, not because I wanted to, but because there were more server issues. My hosting company was, you know, you guys, I appreciate all the traffic my website's getting, but unfortunately, it's causing headaches for my service provider, so I had to move again. You know, I've been with the same provider for like, since I started the podcast, basically, even before then. And, you know, because of some security issues I had this past year, I decided to move. And I haven't even been with them, like, what, 2 months? And I have to move again. So now Distorted View has its own dedicated server, and I'm paying lots of money for it. Please sign up for the sideshow right now. I hope this was not a fuck-witted thing to do. But if I want my website to stay up, That's the reason why. So this whole weekend I was, getting that back up and running. Hopefully now you won't experience any more problems. With that being said, sorry, there was no Friday program, but I'm back here today, and no one in the United States is working except for me. So there you go. I do have a great show for you. Lots of video clips to play. Some include black people in celebration of Milk Junior Day, including the first clip here, which is of a big, fat, naked black woman who's talking about how thin and attractive she is. Take a listen.
What's good, ladies? You know what I'm saying? She carry your mouth, you know what I'm saying?
Holding her breasts.
You know, I'm sexy as hell. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm losing these weights. God, I'm taking down pills. You know
pills. What I'm saying?
It's like a good ride. Yeah. Like I said, I'm not that big. It's just the clothes.
I could fuck her belly button, and I think most of my dick would fit in it.
Yes.
I don't really know if that means that she has a really big belly button, or I just have a really tiny penis. Probably both.
Stomach. You know, my stomach looks like icky right now.
Yeah, it does look a little icky.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All y'all haters, fuck y'all. Okay?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? About to hop in the shower, get freshened up, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got my pajamas on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, we know what you're saying. We understand the word pajamas.
I don't care what the fuck y'all say, because I'm doing me. Fuck what y'all
saying.
I'm
the only one doing you. God damn it.
Look at that face.
Why is she breathing so hard? She's standing stationary. Not like she's on a treadmill or something. Lord knows she hasn't seen one of those
so
in many years.
So, this is for all my session lady.
Okay.
Slays on you.
What? Look at that breathing.
All right, y'all. I'm about to go choke in the shower. Like, you know what I'm washing up for? This is for you. This is for the ladies right here.
Look at that gut.
See, that's why I'm washing up here.
Oh, fancy. That's a nice fragrance. She's going to be washing up with Axe body spray. I'm sorry, Ask body spray. No. It is Axe body spray. Sometimes I get confused. I don't know if it's Axe or Ask. Enough of her. Let's move on to another naked black person. This time, we've got a naked black man in a convenience store. Sounds good. Take a listen here.
Fuck this. I'm gonna spray your motherfucking mouth. Fuck.
He's completely naked.
What?
Duh, you better get the fuck on with wrong for me. For real, dog.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Bitch, I'm gonna crash, bitch.
Bitch, dog, you better get the fuck on with me, dog. You ain't got no clothes on, dog.
Bitch, you think I'm crazy.
I hate to point out the obvious here, but you have no clothes on.
Get the fuck on, bitch. You acting gay as hell, dog. Dog, you better get the fuck on, dog.
Completely naked. Now, it doesn't take long for things to get completely out of control. I mean, obviously, this guy is messed up on the goofers or alcohol.
You on Facebook, bitch!
Bitch! Bitch! Bitch! Oh, some old man's getting involved now.
Funky ass.
Don't
fuck with me, bitch. My dick stand up. Man, put your gun.
Great, your dick stand up.
Fuck with somebody. Let him hit that line. You know what? Bitch. Thank you, man. This my dick stand up, bitch. My fist gonna stand up in your ass. I don't give a fuck about you. Bitch, I'm a father, bitch. Man, fuck you.
All right.
I like you cooler than Jewel.
What?
You better get your ass up.
Not making any sense now.
Bitch,
I'm loving fire in the flying, bitch.
Dang, you on these things.
Nigga, be the butter, bitch.
Bitch,
you can whoopee cookie. Not making any sense.
Go
Come on with it.
I fight with him.
It was like baby talk at that point. All right, so there you go. Just another crazy naked black man. Merry Martin Luther King Jr. Day to you all. All right, here is a video clip of a white girl, I guess, or Mexican, or I don't know if she's white or Latina. She kind of looks like Snooki to me. But pretty much every 15 to 21-year-old now kind of does look like Snooki to me. Here she is. She's talking shit, I guess.
Yo, 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 white bitches. You know, you want to talk shit, you got to back
I guess she isn't
up.
White.
Okay, well, first of all, you want to talk shit about Mexicans? Bitch, look at yourself. Now and first lesson on
now,
trying
I should
to talk
describe
shit about others.
The scene here. What's great is she's talking. She must be in her room or something. And over her shoulder is a giant photograph of herself, right? Very conceited.
Back your shit up, bitch. I believe I have your fucking numbers right here. But okay. No response for neither of them. Why? Because, bitch, you're scared. Why the fuck would you make a fucking video like that and not back your shit up? Like, get the fuck out of here with that right. Shit, you
She's
know?
Not very good at the shit talking.
Baby, that's not an ass. This is an ass.
All right, whatever.
Okay, what you got going on there,
what
I gotta say to you little amateur little girls, you know, hope you get shot, wish you the worst.
You know what just fell on her? That giant photograph of herself. Oh, just fantastic. And again. And one more time.
You know, hope you get shot. Wish you the worst.
Yes! Stupid bitch. Now, what I don't understand is why would she then post the video? At least do a little editing. You know what I mean? Take the last 4 or 5 seconds off. Someone must have found that video and posted it. So thank you, whoever did. Finally, before we get into the news today, new music from Tonetta. This is called Beat Meat, I guess. I wonder what this song's about. Beat the meat. Thank you very much, Tonetta. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. If you like Distorted View and want to see this stupidity continue, you've got to sign up for the Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. Every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, all just for paying members. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You'll grab last week's exclusive program on Thursday, our extended show on Tuesday, and I think there was like 3 or 4 exclusive videos. So a lot of stuff popping up just for Sideshow members. Grab it all right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It takes just a second to sign up. You'll get your password sent to you, a special RSS feed, so all of the bonus shit will be downloaded automatically, and all the free stuff, too. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, what is this breaking news? A McDonald's is not necessarily the cleanliest establishment. Yes, believe it or not. A former McDonald's employee in the United States claims to have filmed a mouse trapped inside a bag of hamburger buns at a restaurant in Philadelphia. Carrie or something like that. Said he's black. Said he spotted the rodent wriggling around the buns in the storeroom of McDonald's restaurant where he worked. This is in West Oak Lane on November 14th. I was going back there to get something else, and I heard some rustling, so I turned around, and I look, and I seen a mouse inside the bread. Not on top of the package, but inside of the package. He also had this to say. I believe we have some audio.
Somebody was to go in there on a surprise visit any given day, just pop up and go back there in the bun area, you're going to find at least three racks.
Racks?
They got droppings on them. Take it over, dump the mice droppings into the trash, and take out the buns that's been eaten off of and use the rest.
Everyone, inspect your buns. If those sesame seeds don't look right, you know, it could be rat shit. Ding. The more you know, right? The former employee who worked at the restaurant from October 2010 to January 2012 filmed the trapped mouse on his mobile phone. I saw the video. It certainly does look like a rat inside there moving around. He claimed it was sixth or seventh time he had seen vermin. Probably they meant to write. He claimed it was the sixth or seventh time, but, you know, fucking retards writing the news. He claimed it was the sixth or seventh time he had seen vermin in the store, and there were always droppings in the storeroom. He said his manager told him to brush off the droppings and serve the bread to the customers. Another former employee said he'd seen the general manager shake off droppings herself. He worked at two other McDonald's locations and had never seen anything similar happen. The owners of the McDonald's franchise in West Oak Lane said he was taking the matter seriously and working with authorities to investigate it. So there you go. I would just, you know, for a while, just maybe you should go to the BK or Wendy's or something. All right, you can get one of Dave's big fat and juicy sandwiches or whatever the fuck they're called. Thick and juicy. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Sweden. Two small children who sought treatment for facial injuries at two different Swedish hospitals ended up having their eyes glued shut by mistake. That's a real boner. A real oopsie. With one toddler requiring emergency surgery to correct the error. I hope the facial injuries were at least around the eye area. One incident involved a 22-month-old toddler whose parents had taken him to a hospital emergency room in western Sweden after he had fallen and received a 1.5-centimeter-long gash on his forehead. The attending physician treated the wound using a medical glue, some of which proceeded to trickle down from the injury. When it was over, and the doctor seemed satisfied, we discovered that our son couldn't open his eye, the parent wrote in a report filed with Sweden's National Board of Health and Welfare. There was glue over his entire eyelid and under his eye, ! The doctor then stepped away to read the label on the glue packet he'd used to treat the toddler, and then left the room to consult colleagues about what to do. Just grab his eyelid skin and rip it open. That's what I would do. Tough love. All right, he came back into the room after a moment and said that the eye specialist at the hospital wanted us to come immediately. The family then rushed to the specialist clinic where the boy was sedated in order to have his eye surgically opened. During the roughly hour-long operation, doctors were required to remove most of the boy's eyelashes, leaving the toddler with a lot of swelling around the eye for the next few days and a great deal of discomfort. In their report, the parents criticized the way the original doctor handled the incident. Yeah, make sure, you know, if you're going to be dabbing glue on someone's fucking forehead, make sure it doesn't, you know, dribble down. All right, in another report, the parents criticized the way the original doctor handled the incident. A little cut resulted in sedation, surgery, with all the risk it entails, and hospitalization. I want to hear about the other story. A similar incident took place in August 2011 in northern Sweden, when a 4-year-old had an eye glued shut in connection with treatment for a cut above the eyebrow. This can't happen. It's obviously awful for the child and hilarious for us here at Distorted View Daily and the parents involved. The child thinks it's going to be blind. The kid was probably doing something boneheaded to begin with to get the gash on his forehead or above his eyebrow. You know, this is good. Scare the little bastard straight. Stop climbing fucking trees. Just sit down. Play with your Lego. I hate kids. They've always got to be moving and, like, not watching where they're going and shit. All right, what is it? Oh, who said this? Yes, this can't happen. It's obviously awful for the child and the parents involved. The child thinks it's going to be blind, said Av Berglund, chief physician. Neither child suffered any long-term injuries from the eye-gluing incident. Really dodged a bullet there. several more of which came to light following initial reports about the incidents in the Swedish press. So there you go. And finally today, we've got a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Shout out to Timmy Boo of DistortedView.com from Florida, our most fucked up state. Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga.
He's celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day today, I bet. By the way, what is it with you black people? Is it like some sort of tradition or requirement that you go to the Olive Garden on Martin Luther King Jr. Day? Jesus effing Christ, that's all I saw today. Yes, I went to the Olive Garden for lunch because when I'm there, they treat me like family. But today, apparently, all of my brothers and sisters were African-American. I don't know why. A lot of adopted brothers and sisters. No, it was fine. It was just interesting. Just a lot of black people today. And they were all well-behaved, you know. I'm not, you know, they weren't, wasn't, a, you know, a ghetto situation. This is, you know, this isn't Popeyes. You know, this is a classy establishment. Olive Garden. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Onslow County. Yeah. Sheriff officials say a fugitive wanted on a murder charge in Atlanta and arrested in this area last week is suspected of sneaking a handgun into a county jail cell by hiding it in his rectum. A whole fucking gun? That is a blown-out ass. The suspect, Michael Leon Ward, 22, of Sugar Lake Drive in Canton, Georgia, was placed in the cell after a strip search, according to a release from the sheriff's office. Ward claims the gun was already in the cell when he was placed in it, according to information from the sheriff's office. He was charged... Yeah, sure, they just leave guns around in jail cells. That makes a lot of sense. He was charged late Thursday night with murder and armed robbery by the Onslow County Sheriff's Office using fugitive warrants from Georgia. Ward was also charged by the OCSO with resisting a public officer, possession of drug paraphernalia, and blah, 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 blah. No charges related to possession of the gun at the jail had been filed Friday. I want to hear more about the gun in his asshole. I want to know, like, did people check his ass afterwards? Like, there's got to be some internal bleeding going on there. All right. Charges allege that Ward resisted arrest. He was subdued with a stun gun and taken to the Onslow Memorial Hospital, where he was examined and given a shot to calm down. Ward was initially searched by the Highway Patrol upon arrest. Arrestee Ward was strip searched prior to being booked into the cell block for the traffic violations. He was charged with lying about his identity while being booked, where investigators later discovered his true identity and the outstanding warrant. Behind bars, Ward called out to jailers claiming someone was trying to kill him and that a gun was in his cell. Jailers searched his cell and found a .38 caliber pistol in the toilet. He shat it out. Ward claimed he... That had to have been a painful shit. Ward claimed he found the gun in his bunk and tossed it into the toilet. The gun lacked bullets, and no bullets were found in Ward's cell. Investigators believe Ward hid the firearm in his rectum prior to being taken into custody. Smell the gun. Does it smell like fucking shit? If so, there you go. You know where it came from. Why? I should really be an investigator. I can solve these things in 2 seconds, get to the bottom of this. Literally, the bottom. According to the sheriff's office, Ward was taken to Onslow Memorial Hospital for possible injuries of the rectal variety, which has a 6-inch barrel. Ooh, he was still being examined at the hospital on Friday night. And that was the last update to this story. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
Timmy Boo, Ghost of St. Valentine calling. I just wanted to tell you, man, you are a fucking genius.
I'm
sitting here, I just listened to the January 6th podcast, and your call to the hover round, man, that was gold.
Thank you.
I was loving it. But yeah, man, keep up the good work, and I'm going to stick around.
Cool, thank you very much. Glad you liked it. If you want to see how it all played out, I have a YouTube video of that phone call.
Did it go to me, boo? I just farted, and somebody shit in my pants. I think it was you.
Okay.
Faggot.
Bunch of stupid people calling in.
Hey,
stupid
Tim, calls. Jimmy here. You know, I was listening to you sing Creep on the previous show.
Yes.
And I think you should put together an album. I'd be willing to pay $10 for it. Maybe you can put it on Bandcamp, or I'll just post it on the feed for free or something.
Yeah.
But of course, I know you like to make money. That's something to think about. We all love hearing you sing.
Really?
Jiggy's.
Why? Maybe you guys sing, maybe you should send some suggestions. What song would you like to hear me sing on my album? And maybe I'll do a couple tracks and just I'll just post up on the Sideshow feed for free.
Jiggoo, Tim, Jiggoo, this is Rob from Cleveland. Hey, I'm listening to your 1/6/2012 show where you're talking to the Hover Around reps and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're on. I haven't finished the show yet. I just had to make this comment real quick before I get to it. You're on the phone with Tech Support, and the lady says that you know the way that the Hover Around can sustain up to 600 pounds, and you mentioned that you know you got room to grow. And then you started laughing, and for some reason, I don't know what it was, I started laughing, and I couldn't stop laughing because you were being a dick, and you were just like doing this forced fake laugh, and I don't get it. I don't know.
It's I don't know. I don't either.
Psycho.
This is so stupid.
Whatever. But I just found that really, really funny, and I wanted to comment on that.
Oh, well,
all
thank
right,
you.
Keep listening to the show. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, it's fucking Hover Around people. Kept calling me.
Hey, Tim, it's Tiffany. So I have to do this partial outpatient program as part of my discharge instructions from the Looney Ward.
Okay.
And today they were doing, at the end, we did laughter therapy where you do, you know, fake laughter, you the ha, ha, ha. And I couldn't help but think about the guy that was, I am happy, I am alive.
Yeah.
I boo, am happy, boo, I am boo, alive. Boo, 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 boo.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just kind of sat there trying not to laugh. And it was terrible, fucking terrible.
Laugh
what the
therapy?
Fuck does that? I think that's a really good idea.
Does laugh therapy even work? Like, if you're not really laughing, does it count as a laugh? Like, forcing a laugh? Does that elicit the same, I don't know, therapeutic responses? Or I don't know.
Hey, Tim, it's Ryan. I'm underage listener here.
Mm.
I'm 17, turning 18 soon, and I wanted to let you know
that... So fucking creepy I am. Oh, yeah, go on.
Go ahead.
First of all, you should not be listening to this podcast, Ryan, because you are underage. Secondly, I must say, ooh, go on.
It promoted me to have sex with lots of older gentlemen.
Wait.
Okay. And
wait a second. What is it? You're having sex with old men now?
I wanted to let you know that your show has promoted me to have sex with lots of older gentlemen.
Oh.
I'm gay. And it's listening to you talk about sexing little boys and stuff jokingly. It's kind of like I was out.
What?
It just kind of pushed me over the hump to actually have sex with older guys. And I want to thank you for that. And I was hoping I've been listening to your show for 5 years and I turn 18 next year.
Oh.
Next week or next month.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Next month. And
that's okay. Wait, before you have sex with older men, wait a month or two.
I was just wondering if you and I, maybe wanted to, if you want to hook up with a hot 18-year-old. I'm not 100% sure you're gay. It's pretty obvious that you
well,
are, but I mean, if you're not.
Wait until my dick's in your ass, and then you can decide if I'm gay or not.
Sorry, but.
But of course, you know, after you're 18, of course.
Anyway, because you never explicitly said it, but anyway.
Wait a second. I don't understand how. What did I say that made you want to have sex with older men?
No, so just give me a call back if you'd be interested in that.
Okay, well, that all sounds very good. We'll work
hey,
something out.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, you were playing that Toddlers and Tears clip.
I like how at first I was the one like being creepy, like, ooh, yeah. Yeah, ooh, a 17-year-old calling in. And then slowly I became appalled by him. Like, ew, what? What are you talking about? I have sex with older men. That's disgusting.
Talking about the Pixie Sticks. You missed something there. She didn't give her kid 15 Pixie Sticks. She gave her kid 15 bags of Pixie
Sticks. Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
And there are several Pixie Sticks in a bag.
Well, yes.
So, I mean,
I misread that, apparently. I didn't understand what I was reading. Well, thank you for that correction there, Tone Deaf Sean. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. It's an OH-GOD.
What's good, ladies?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. That's the Olive Garden coming back up. Jesus Christ, that hurt. All right. Yes, STD, spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Fuck! I'm
Kein Hals, Junge, ihr Schwarzfunkel! Hoffen! Du hast fucking Zeit!
You don't
like that? Kein Hals, Junge, ihr Schwarzfunkel! Ich will noch nicht, Junge, ihr Schwarzfunkel!
I see you now.